Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Decluttering. Everybody should be involved in the house, right? Get it out. Out with the old. But for TJ, your husband pulls things out of the garbage, brings it back in the house. You have donation bags in the car. He pulls it back in and you're like, what are you doing?
And he has this emotional reason why we can't get rid of this stuff. There's nothing wrong with it. So it's tough. And he has like some sixth sense where he knows I'm throwing something out, whether he's home or not. He'll, like, for some reason, he knows when I'm trying to get rid of stuff.
You're not alone, though, TJ. No, you are not.
This texter going, OMG, TJ, that is my husband. He's a hoarder for sure. He still has a box of old clothes from when we got married, and he moved out of his mama's house almost 35 years ago. My son said, hey, he's coming home and renting a dumpster this spring, and we're just going to start throwing things out. We'll see how well that goes. Oh, my gosh. Yes. I could see Steve, like, diving into the dumpster crying.
No!
I can still wear these!
And you feel that sometimes people, when they declutter, they donate the wrong box? What happened?
Yeah, I was at the thrift store over the weekend, was going through all of the pictures, looking for some more artwork for my place, and all of a sudden, one picture frame comes up with a newspaper clipping of a little girl, and then I saw like all of her dance pictures, I saw all of her soccer photos. I'm like, is this the wrong box that was donated? Like, if you wanted to get rid of the frames, why wouldn't you take the pictures out?
Wow.
Like, you donated pictures of your kids?
Multiple.
Oh, that is...
Multiple.
That has to be something.
Did you bring it up to the people that work there and say, hey, you might want to call them and say they donated the wrong box? Did you suggest that?
No, because when they were pricing it, they would have seen all of the pictures in the box altogether.
Plus, I don't give them my contact information when I drop stuff off.
Right.
Huh. It's like, have a good day. Here you go. Thank you. Thank you. They would have no idea how to get a hold of me.
If you're trying to create a fake family, though, I mean, go shop where Hope Shopping. There it is. There's the family, I guess. That's weird. It must have been a mistake, right?
I'd hope so.
Oh, that's so sad.
Okay.
Oh, man.
My kid was so cute. Someone else wants it on their wall.
What? Even though I don't display most of them, I have a ton of framed kids' pictures in a tote. But, like, you can't, I don't hang all of them. You know, over the years, they come and go, but that always stays in my tote. But if that tote magically disappeared, yeah, I bet it was a mistake.
You know what you should do is pop your pictures out of the frames.
Yeah.
Get rid of the frames.
That's what I'm thinking.
To downsize and declutter, but put the picture somewhere.
Imagine if you accidentally did that. Like, what would you have to do? Be like, here's the original 4x6. I know it's an 8x10 in there, but like, can I just take the pictures of my kids out? Like, I don't want, you can keep the frames to sell.
They
just, like,
probably make you
just
buy
take them all out.
I have to go buy them back. 50 cents for my own kids' clipping? Fine.
Yes. It is your B Morning Coffee Club. Happy Tuesday morning. We have so many things to give away. Stick around. Some for the kids, the youngsters, the whole family. And, of course, some for those that just want to get rowdy with a big old country concert. That's coming up. Keith Irby with your B Morning Coffee Club. And he is offering some marriage advice. Imagine him and Nicole Kidman. Been married so many years. They're happy, right?
They seem to be. I mean, you never know what's actually happening. But that is neither here nor there.
92.5 WB, Keith Urban says, marriage advice. You want a strong marriage? It all starts in the bathroom.
Oh.
And it's have a big enough shower with the dual heads. So you could have yours on the left. He could have his on the right.
So you can shower at the same time.
Yes. He goes, that's where I come up with my creative new songs and any idea. And sometimes I'll just start singing.
See?
And Nicole will give me a thumbs up or down while the shampoo's going down her face.
That's how the other half lives, man. That is how they live. No way. My little tiny tub with my little tiny, like, you can't get more than one person in there. And it stinks.
And then he says it's because she has so many hair products, conditioners, body washes. It's on her side. He's got like a bar soap on his side. That's it. But you keep equal you know.
When I hit the lotto, that's what I'm going to do, Keith.
They have attachments that you can put on. So it's not like you have to install a whole other head. It like comes from the same thing. And it just...
Yeah.
I was getting lots of targeted ads for them over Christmas. I don't know why.
They're tired of you showering alone. They're like, look, here you go. No, I mean, there's two of us can't fit in the stupid bathtub shower we have.
You know, in Webster, I rent a townhouse.
Yeah.
Right? So I can't do remodeling.
Right.
But my wife said, because we have a two-bedroom...
Yeah.
And two baths and two showers.
Oh.
She's like, that's yours?
This one's mine.
So she has all her hair products in her shower.
Yeah.
Happy as can be. She has her whole full sink. And in the other bathroom, I've got my toothbrush and a bar of soap. And that's
it. I was going to say, what are you? You can't use her stuff? That's always in my house, if there's Pantene or whatever we're using, everybody uses it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But I do know, like, my sister's house, she has her shampoo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Her daughter has her shampoo. Right. The husband has his shampoo. I'm like, really? I don't know. But you're just washing it all with a bar of soap. I can see that.
That's it. So we're actually living Keith Urban's marriage advice, and it's working out fine.
All right.
When you talk about sharing things, though, I'm going to come clean. I'm going to make it a Confession Tuesday next. I am starting to use her makeup. What is it? Find out next. 92.5 WBEE.
Bo, you said you're using your wife's makeup?
Well, so I give her a kiss before we go to bed, right?
Uh-huh.
Maybe I try to get 2-3 kisses. You know. Anyway, and I'm like, what is that? She goes, oh, it's vanilla lip mask.
Ah.
I said, I've never heard of lip mask. What is it? She's like, it's kind of, you know, put on your lips when you go to bed so they don't chap. I go, but I love this vanilla. You're like, okay. Next thing I know, I finish up brushing my teeth, go in the bathroom, and I'm like, oh, there it is. Vanilla lip mask. I put it on. I enjoyed the smell.
Yeah. Well, so it's not her makeup. It's more of her,
A beauty product.
Oh, okay, but you know.
I'm thinking like you're putting some cover up on.
Some mascara.
Just to define cheekbones or something. But the lip mask, that's okay, I think. That's like using her moisturizer for her face or something.
But see, I never heard of lip mask.
I've heard
of lip balm, chapstick, lip mask. I'm like, ooh, I like
this. It's like a whole nother level.
Yeah. Do you use it at night?
I don't, no.
Okay. Steve might like it. Vanilla, I recommend. Just saying, you want to spice things up.
All right.
Keith Urban Game. Get the lip balm. Marriage advice, now I'm giving it to you. It's all about the lip mask. WB, it all started with a goodnight kiss, and now I'm using my wife Celeste's lip mask, the vanilla. I love it. I put it on my lips at night. Wake up, great. I just love that smell. When you're falling asleep, puts me in a good mood. TJ, have you ever used male products, beauty products?
Oh, yeah, of course. Pretty sure that's why Steve stopped using the kind of deodorant he was using, because we were sharing it, but he was unaware that we were sharing it. And he was like, man, where's all my deodorant going? I'm like, well, I've been using it. He's like, you've been using my deodorant? His deodorant worked so much better than any female deodorant I'd bought. It smelled so good all day long. It was like some Gillette Arctic something or other, and it was solid. Well, now he buys the gel.
Oh, I'm like the gel.
I can't do gel. Mm-mm. That's a no-go for me. I don't know.
It takes too long to dry, and then you're walking around with your hands above your head, waiting to air it out. It's too much.
You know what? You're right. If you put too much gel on and you put your shirt on fast, you get the spots. You do have to put that right amount and keep your arms up a little bit. But I enjoy it. So you think he got that so you're not using it anymore?
I was like, oh, well, and I love it, and it's not like it's gel. So, and then all of a sudden he started buying gel. I was like, I see. I get it.
Cut you right off,
That's fine. I'll get my own.
Hope, have you ever used a man's product, beauty?
I was on a kick where I was just buying men's razors for a while because they're cheaper. They do the exact same thing.
Yeah. Okay. It's just they're blue or black instead of pink.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what? So we all go back and forth. Men's products, women's products. I'm on the lip mask. You're on the deodorant. But not the gel.
No gel.
The gel. Let's make that part of the world's easiest contest. Bonus contest this morning. Gel. That's what she doesn't like in the men's deodorant. TJ. And this is to win tickets to go see...
Blippi. So much to learn about. Oh, boy. You could win a family four-pack of tickets to see Blippi. You can join the band tour. It's a live musical performance coming to Kodak.
Yeah. All you got to do is be call number 19 right now, 585-252-WBEE, 252-9233. The world's easiest contest because we tell you the answer. The answer for TJ, she loves men's deodorant, but not the gel one. So that's the answer we are looking for. If you call number 19 and you know you win, it's all about you and the family at Blippi. It'll make you want to shout Blippi. Hi, it's your B-Morning Coffee Club. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Tori.
Tori, are your kids in a Blippi?
My daughter is starting to watch Blippi, yeah.
Okay, well, we got a family four-pack up for grabs right now. Coming to Kodak Center. You are call number 19 for the world's easiest contest. Back and forth, we're using each other's products, beauty products, men using women, women using men's. TJ says, I prefer men's deodorant, but not this type. What type doesn't she like?
Gel.
Don't you feel so great that you know so much about me now?
Yeah. I also hate the gel deodorant, so I get it.
It's swampy. I don't like it. It feels like it never actually dries. But that's fine for you guys. But we ladies, we don't like it. Well, congratulations, Tori. You're going to take the family to see Blippi. Join the band tour. It's a live musical performance coming to Kodak Center May 7th. Tickets are going to go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. So enjoy the show. Have you watched it enough to know, like, the opening song yet or anything? Or she's just getting into Blippi?
She's just getting into it. She's 2.5, but she's starting to, like, recognize some of the characters and stuff.
So. Uh-huh.
I'm sure by May we'll be there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're going to be hearing it in your sleep.
Yeah.
It's
going to be the earworm for mom at work.
Correct.
Oh, Blippi, I'm singing it. And tell everybody you love waking up and winning with every single morning.
The B-Morning Coffee Club.
Cool, cool. Have you ever won with us before?
I have not.
First-time winner!
Thank you.
You are so welcome. And more winning coming up. Dustin Lynch concert tickets at 7:25.